Please no guns, ammo, prescriptions, or businesses, and let's keep it to rescue animals only.
And aside from that, pretty much anything goes.
Stay on the line to make sure we get your information accurately as well.
Cause it's Thursday and it's raining, but we have a special guest in the studio.
Miss Darby Eulery joining us from Let's Go Fairhope. Good morning, Darby.
Good morning. Good morning. Excited to be here. Thank you so much.
We're excited to have you. We've known you for years, and it's just wonderful to have you back and see a dream and a goal of yours that you've had for so long come to fruition. And when the phone's not ringing, we're going to talk about Let's Go Fairhope. Well, we want to remind folks, don't feel like you're interrupting us. We're just going to be chatting when the phone's not ringing. 928-9228 is our number. So Darby, tell us, what is Let's Go Fairhope?
Great. Well, you know, it's really, it's a community effort, because I couldn't be doing this without all of the wonderful businesses and people and organizations that are scheduling events and fun things going on in town. So Let's Go Fairhope is, it's a list. It's a Monday
calendar
through Sunday.
Events.
That's right. Yes, Monday, here's everything that's happening. Tuesday, here's everything that's happening. Now, it's not everything, of course. There's more. But the list is growing longer and longer as Fairhope is such a vibrant and an interesting place. We have a lot of diverse activities going on.
Yes, you do. And how do folks sign up to be able to be a part of Let's Go Fairhope, just to see the calendar of events?
Sure. Well, there are several ways. And you know, it's exciting because we're in the third week of the relaunch of Let's Go Fairhope. It did take about a 2-year hiatus after the pandemic, as you know. You know,
just
not a lot of events
everything.
Going right. But we're back, and so now you know, folks can they can go online to letsgofairhope.com, and you can click to find the, we call it the traditional PDF, because the list started out as a just an email attachment that went out. And then there's also the new feature is the electronic calendar. So you can see, you can click by day or by week or by month to see what's going on. You can go to Let's Go Fairhope on Facebook. And I've also started the Events in Fairhope, Alabama Facebook group. And I think we have 14,600 people now. So for a community, I'd check what's the last population stats. I think we're like 28 as of 1,000 as of 2022. I think we have more than that. But you know, I'm honored, and I'm so excited that people are so excited about events going on in Fairhope.
I love the fact that I can start using this in my community news and announcements, and there's anything you could imagine, from an art workshop to an open mic night at the American Legion to who's playing where, and even the Eastern Shore Chamber Music Festival, the young musicians that I interviewed this morning. You've got art walk and just bingo, you name it. You've got all types of activities listed.
Well, you know, Fairhope is just such, as I said, a vibrant and creative community. And so there's so much going on. And I remember, you know, thinking, gosh, it's hard to keep track. And, oh, I've missed that. And, oh, I didn't even know that was happening. And so I use the list every day myself. and, you know, and I think it's important to have diverse things listed. You know, don't forget, we have a grief group in town, you know, for people who, you know, who
need grief support.
Yes. And then, you know, there's the art activities, and there, you know, music and you know, book talks and yoga, and we're just, I'm so proud of Fairhope.
You do have a lot of sources to utilize, don't you? So folks can go to letsgofairhope.com, and now you've got Events of Fairhope, you mentioned. I haven't clicked on that yet.
So Events in Fairhope is a place where the community can post their own events. And it's not easy, you know, Facebook is free, so we can't complain about it, but Facebook isn't really free because, you know, Facebook has their algorithm and they also have the things they like to show certain things and they suppress other things. So, for me, it was a way to help our local businesses and community members get the word out because, when you have a Facebook page, you know, Facebook wants you to pay to promote your business events and business material. And it's hard. It's hard, especially when you're starting out. And so this is sort of a way, Facebook, I hope you're not listening. Facebook is always listening.
Listening. I'm sorry.
Big brother.
Yeah, that's
a joke. Yes. Things have changed even the last like week, since I've, I tend to shout out things like, wait, how did that happen? Well, they know it's happening. So it is a way, a little bit of a circumvent for, you know, I noticed that there was one business that posted this morning. And when I looked at their Facebook page, they had one like and one share. And when I looked at the stats when they posted in the Events in Fairhope, Alabama group, they had 917 views, they had 4 comments, and they had several shares, and people were asking, how can I find out about this? How can I sign up? And so that, to me, is the best compliment, because, and I'm helping a really cool business that needed to get the word out, because they're doing some really cool things, and that's really rewarding.
And thank you. I noticed you shared our event on the page for tomorrow night's First Friday Art Walk. We're so excited to have meteorologist Alan Seals join us. You didn't know he had a book.
He's got
3 books.
I love Alan Seals. We all feel like he's a family member because he's on TV in our living rooms every night.
He was for many, many years.
And so I didn't know. And so, you know, what I love about Let's Go Fairhope is that we're all kind of scratching backs. And, you know, I'm looking to see what WABF is putting out there because y'all are catching things that I haven't seen. And there's so much information. We're an information overload, you know, right now in this the time that we are
right
in.
About that.
So many flashing boxes and pop-up messages and things scrolling and, you know, words on a page and pictures, and it's just how do you filter it? So for me, this is a way to help folks, you know, kind of get the down and dirty of like, oh yeah, oh that's right, you know, kind of targeted information.
Yeah, I've found it very useful, and I'm looking forward to using it more, you know, on a regular basis for our community news as well. You've also got some folks that are sponsoring or supporting as a paid advertiser or paid supporter. How do folks join you for that?
That's right. So the list does take a lot of time to compile and curate. And now with the weekly newsletter, so that's another thing. I'm sorry I forgot to mention, Lori. I will answer that question. But I do want to plug the fact that when you go to letsgofairhope.com, you can sign up for the weekly newsletter blast. It usually comes out on Sundays. And so it does take time. And so I do appreciate the fact that folks around town are able to sponsor not only their information, but they're also, you know, helping sponsor other businesses' information, just as a community effort. And so the way to do that, if you can go to letsgofairhope.com and click on sponsors, you can see, and like I said, we're just 3 weeks in to this relaunch, information is there, and there are different levels available. So if you just want to make sure that your events are listed with priority, because again, the list, we're such an awesome community in terms of things going on, that even though this is a digital publication, in some ways it does come out in PDF form, and you can print it out and put it on the fridge if you're so inclined to highlight, you know, the book talk that you're going to. But it's not limitless in that, you know, I don't have limitless time in my life. So I try to list as much as I can, but sponsors, once you're a sponsor, it means that your list will be included.
Guaranteed
to be included in the PDF, in the website. And then there are other opportunities for, you know, I can, you know, help give you a shout out on social media. I can help promote your events. We can put you in the newsletter, you know, write a press release, that kind of stuff.
I noticed one of our sponsors and friends is one of yours, and that would be Johnny Mac.
Yes, so I want to give a shout out to so many people. There's not even time in this program, even if somebody does call in. But you know, John was helpful even years ago when I first started thinking about doing this. You know, he's an entrepreneur and a business owner and a thinker and a doer, and we would kind of, you know, throw ideas around, and he was very encouraging. You know, Wade Wellborn, Dr. Music Records, mm-hmm. has been instrumental. In fact, Wade is the reason that I was able to bring Let's Go Fair Hope back online, like literally and figuratively. Just 3 weeks ago, Wade has been a mentor and an encourager and a people putter together. I'm sure there's a much better word for that I should be using on the radio.
That's
a conduit. He put me in touch with someone, with a web guy. I'm just starting out, didn't have any funds to do this. I'm not super tech savvy, myself.
Right.
And that person does choose to remain anonymous because he's not looking for business. But birds of a feather sort of a thing. I just still have to pinch myself that I was able to get this up and going, but it wasn't just me. It was, like I said, a community I met with. So many community members have, helped me by giving me feedback, talking through things. John Olshue and Ann Dorman met with me. And Lori, you've been so encouraging. And every time I come here, it rains. So if we need
next
a rainy
time
day,
rain, we'll get you back.
I'd love to be back on the radio.
Where were you last fall?
Right.
Johnny Mac, by the way, is John MacArthur, a.k.a. Fairhope Hemp. He is transforming MacArthur's Garage into Johnny Mac's Coffee Cafe and Cannabis. And it's an opportunity for you to enjoy coffee, tea, hot and cold, as well as hemp products, expanded indoor and outdoor seating. He's got all ages are now welcome. And Fairhope Hemp is now Johnny Mac's Fairhope Coffee Cafe and Cannabis. And you're invited to go see them at 505 Fairhope Avenue in between the library and the post office. In fact, today, being the farmer's market, might be a good day to drop in while you're in that area. And by the way, the farmer's market is rain or shine. So even though we're seeing rain now, it will go on unless there is a public safety threat of lightning. Yeah, so.
That's a great point. And Lori, I love that you brought that up because, in the list this week, we mentioned that Johnny Mac's and Dr. Music Records have partnered to bring a music performance on the 8th, Saturday.
Yeah,
okay.
Saturday night.
Yes, and so I thought, what is this? I'm out of the music scene. I'm getting a little older. I've been doing some other things. I was like, I need to get back in the groove. I need to be cool again. And so to be cool again, you can go to Johnny Mac's because is it Rufus McBlack is having an EP release show, and that's just so exciting for Fairhope that we have
it is
something like that.
And it's only $10 to get in, and that is on Saturday night. Hey, you're still cool by listening to old music now.
I can't imagine a time of you being not cool. So.
Well, I'm cool because I listen to WABF. So this morning, so I've got to give a shout out to my mom. Let's Go Fair Hope would not be happening. I would not be sitting here right now if it weren't for my awesome mama. I'm just going to be open and honest. I had some health issues a few years ago, and she took me in and really has made, help me make this possible. So in the morning we get up and we say, Alexa, what's the weather? And right now at home, if anyone's listening online through Alexa, now you're hearing the weather over what I'm saying because I know because it happens to us. Because I just said, Alexa, what's the weather?
Oh,
and now
no.
You're hearing the weather again. I'll stop messing with y'all now. But the very next thing we say after we've heard the weather is we say, Alexa, play WABF radio. And then the whole rest of the day, that's the soundtrack to our lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really sweet. But it's true. I mean, I've done
time,
that at home. You do as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in fact, the wife in her car, she just puts it on her phone and plays it through her car
system. Oh, through the app. Yeah. Yep. Like yep. I'm on the app. In fact, I was on the app this morning, but I was afraid I would get nervous because I thought, uh-oh, is Lori going to say something like before I get there? And so I had to turn you off.
Of course I did.
I thought I might die of nervousness, but but I'm here. And I'm
sorry. Now that you're sitting here with us, you realize it's just a casual.
These are my friends. I love y'all.
Hang out kind of thing.
That's it. Well, you know, you had this several years ago, and then, you know, COVID hit and, you know, went away, and you mm-hmm. kind of brought it back from the dead, which is great. Anytime you bring something back from the dead, that's good. But if you can't, you need to call the good folks at Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory.
Love it.
And make sure that,
he is good.
They will stay, the dead will stay where they're supposed to be. Not only does the Hughes family operate a funeral home, they personally operate. It's a family-operated business. And they've gotten to where they can even live stream the funerals so that those folks from out of town who can't be in for the funeral can watch it mm-hmm. online. They do pre-planning, which helps save you money. It also helps save wear and tear on the family. Folks don't get into arguments like mom wanted this or dad wanted that. Get everything planned out your own way. As my mom used to say, you know, go ahead, it's your own funeral. Well, it's your own funeral.
Do it the way you want it.
Mm-hmm. So give them a call. They're located on Pollard Road in Daphne. Their number is 621-5890. That's Hughes Funeral Home in Daphne. 621-5890.
You know Benji and Donna probably through various activities, Rotary and Kiwanis and different things. They're just amazing
people. Yeah, they're just great people.
That's great. And there is just so much going on. And
one of the things that's going on is Three Dog Night live in concert coming to the Mobile Sanger Theater on August the 10th. We are so excited about this show, and we will have tickets to give away as well.
One of the most successful groups in rock history, Three Dog Night, in concert with all their hits. Saturday night, August 10th, Sanger Theater. Three Dog Night. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Three Dog Night, celebrating five decades of hits. Saturday night, August 10th, Sanger Theater.
Fairhope Hemp is now Johnny Mac's Coffee, Cafe, and Cannabis. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. with expanded indoor and outdoor seating. Come enjoy Colombian coffee, lattes, and are open, and we would love to hear from you. Darby, here's a couple of events you might want to add to
Let's look and see what you got,
Well, you've already got the Eastern Shore Chamber Music Festival.
Such a wonderful program.
I interviewed these folks this morning. They're going to be playing next door to us tomorrow night during First Friday Art Walk mm-hmm. at the Kiln. So we encourage you to come out, see us, and see them. Then they've got shows Saturday night at Fairhope Unitarian Fellowship Church and Sunday 2:30 at St. Francis at the Point. Those are free with donations accepted. In addition to that, Peer at the Pier is Saturday. People Engaged in Recovery is having a free event from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the South Park, the lawn to the left where Earth Day is. There's going to be live music, meditation, speakers, and information on services they provide that are no-cost, non-medical, and confidential assistance to those seeking recovery from substance abuse or substance use disorder. So they're going to be out there Saturday from 11 until 3.
That is fantastic. I did not know about that event, and I've got my eyes all over events in Fairhope. So I would love it. If anyone is listening, please, by all means, feel free to go on the Events in Fairhope Facebook group and post your own events. You can email me at letsgofairhope@gmail.com.
letsgofairhope@gmail.com. Okay.
That's right.
And you've heard of Simone French, a musician?
Oh, yes. Very talented. She's lovely, lovely young lady.
She's playing there Saturday at noon.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I need that one, too.
I just handed you the flyer.
It's all part of
the People Engaged in Recovery.
That is wonderful. Can't wait to help promote that one. And, you know, if I know enough in advance, and it's not only for sponsors. I mean, sponsorships secure your place and promotional assistance. But sometimes there's just a great event out there that gets my heart, and I'll write about it in the newsletter. And like I said, so we're into our third week. This Sunday will be my fourth newsletter really since the relaunch of Let's Go Fair Hope. Like you mentioned, Mark, it did come out before, and I used to do articles, but now it's a Constant Contact email that comes out. Mm-hmm. And I humbly would like to brag perhaps, but this is really a brag on the community of Fair Hope. This is how wonderful the community is, because I couldn't do it without everybody. So what I have what I've seen is that a normal email blast open rate, I think, is between 10% and 20%, and I'm not super savvy on that, so I'm not entirely sure, but I've heard that that's a really good, 20%, 23%, 28%. It's a really good open rate. Let's see. As of this morning, I have a 59% open rate.
Wow.
On the Let's Go Fair Hope newsletter blast.
Wow.
And so that to me is really encouraging. But again, that means that it's all about the community. I mean, folks, if they're not opening their email and reading about Fair Hope events, we wouldn't have those numbers. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. And I've had 83 people have signed up in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
For that newsletter. And again, you can do that on letsgofairhope.com. You can sign up and receive it.
That sounds great. Thank you, Darby. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open, and we'll be right back. This is WABF and the Gulf Coast Swap Shop at 928-9228. You're with Lori and Mark as we continue our conversation with Darby Ullery, Miss Let's Go Fair Hope. You have developed an online newsletter and calendar of events, and I'm looking at it now, and I just went, today's the Eastern Shore Chamber Business After Hours. I forgot about.
That's right. And again, there's just so many wonderful things going on in town, and we all have busy lives, and so it's handy to have a list. And, during the music break, we were talking about how, different generations of Let's Go Fair Hopers are using the list, but they might be using it a little differently, especially our older or how would you say, our mature listeners. They enjoy using that PDF and printing it out and maybe even highlighting what they want to remember. I use it every day when I go, wait, when is that? When do I need? And then I can just either page through or say, oh, I know it's happening on Friday. Which location is it now? And there was a story that I told Lori that several years ago I had gone to an event at Hatch. It was like an entrepreneurs, networking night, and talking about the list. And it just happened to be there was a young man there. Very, very tech savvy and entrepreneurial spirit, and I said, hey, welcome. I said, how did you find out about this this event? And he turned his phone around to me and showed me Instagram, and he said, there's this list, and that was just
Let's Go Fair Hope,
and it was the nicest compliment to see such a young, cool person using it. So I am getting back into Instagram. It kind of went by the wayside for a little while. Again, the list was on pause for about 2 years. Have brought it back. Instagram is image based, and so it's not a very exciting Instagram account. Mm-hmm. Except for those that use it for what it's intended for, and that is just information. It's a black and white list. There aren't any distractions. There aren't pictures and logos and colors to detract from the information. And I used it, primarily on Instagram myself when I needed just the down and dirty, just wait, when is that event and where is it happening? Now we have the website, letsgofairhope.com. So actually I do tend to use that because I can search there easier rather than have to read the whole thing, but it is on Instagram as well.
Awesome. So let's go. Fairhope.com is the website where you can go and download or look at the calendar. And like I love to do, I love having that paper. And then I can highlight the events I want, put it in my stack, or put it on the refrigerator.
However you want to use it. We've got the PDF for the folks that want to print it out. We've got the electronic calendar for the folks that just want to browse, or they want to put in a keyword like music. We know what music is playing, or, you know, what book talks are happening.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. You can search by date. You can search. Now, you know, we're only 3 weeks in since the relaunch, and I do need more hours in the day. If anyone knows how to find them, let me know. I'm in the market. But, you know, right now, you know, the list comes out on Sundays for the week ahead. I would love to get to where we are promoting events that are happening months and, you know, even years in advance when we know mm-hmm. the dates. Especially, you know, this is a community that attracts a lot of folks from elsewhere. So, you know, if you're listening right now and you live in Minnesota, but you know right. that you're coming down, you know, this fall or whatnot, I want you to be able to go on Let's Go Fairhope and look to see what's coming
so
up.
So that's a future goal.
Yes, okay. it is. And once I get more sponsorships and, you know, once we're a little further along, you know, hopefully I'll be able to devote myself
awesome.
More time okay. to getting those in.
Now, will this ever include things that are also just, let's say, on the Eastern Shore? Because I've got a dance group, and we meet twice a month in Daphne that I'm sure the Fairhope folks would love to know about.
That is a great question, Mark. And it's bittersweet, and it breaks my heart because I love dance groups, and I love Daphne. Once things go well and, you know, progress, hoping to open it up, and maybe we'll have a, you know, Let's Go Eastern Shore. In my mind, I'm hoping we'll always have a Let's Go Fairhope, because there's just so much. I can't even keep track of the mm-hmm. events that are going on in mm-hmm. In Fairhope, and that's my given job that I've created for myself at the moment. But right now we are limited to the 36532, just because, you know, Baldwin County is huge, Mobile is huge, and it does break my heart when I go on. You know, every day I'm constantly checking the events in Fairhope, Alabama group, and there are folks that are, you know, trying to get their news out, and they're saying, well, people in Fairhope would love to come to Mobile to my event, and people, you know, they'd love to go to...
You've got to draw the line somewhere. You're one person right
exactly,
now.
Exactly. And so, a shout out to my friend Sonny Brewer. You know, he helped me, because I went to him, I said, Sonny, what do I do? There's all these wonderful people, and they want to, you know, and he kind of helped me. He says, well, if it's not happening in Fairhope, it's not happening.
No.
And
I
said, I live in Fairhope.
That's right. Right.
That's like you said, a future goal, maybe when you grow and your staff expands. But for now, Let's Go Fairhope on Facebook, letsgofairhope.com. And then you also have Events in Fairhope on Facebook, where folks can go post their own events.
That's right. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, and hoping to expand. So if anybody out there, if we have sponsors listening across the Eastern Shore or in Mobile, by all means, if you would like to see this come to your community, I am definitely open. but it's just baby steps at this point.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Darby Ullery with Let's Go Fairhope. How can folks reach out to you?
So the phone number is 251, of course, our local area code, 929-GO-GO.
929-GO-GO.
That's
I
right.
I love it. I love it.
4646, I believe, are the digits. You can email me at letsgofairhope@gmail.com.
letsgofairhope@gmail.com,
and go to the website. That's the main, that's the hub for information. Yeah. Now
is that website. letsgofairhope.com. There's no apostrophe on the website.
That's correct. And nor is there an exclamation point. I do enjoy okay. using that exclamation point with go, because we're like, let's go. But, you know, I'm still trying to figure that out.
HTML does not like it.
Yes.
So.
No. Yeah. Apostrophes.
Wonderful. Awesome. Thank you so much, Darby.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It's
an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. And we look forward to using Let's Go Fairhope here in our community news.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Join us for First Friday Art Walk Open House this Friday, June 7th from 5:30 until 8, featuring the best weatherman ever, Alan Seals. We've watched him on